إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يقول المولى سبحانه وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء ربنا يوما عبوسا قمطريرا، فوقاهم الله شر ذلك اليوم ولقاهم نضرة وسرورا، وجزاهم بما صبروا جنة وحريرا، متكئين فيها على الأرائك لا يرون فيها شمسا ولا زمهريرا. ويقول الله سبحانه وتعالى: وسقاكم ربهم شرابا طهورا، إن هذا كان لكم جزاء وكان سعيكم مشكورا. اللقاء الخامس عشر تحت عنوان المشتاقون إلى الجنة، سائلين الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يرزقنا الجنة. Our 15th meeting under the title Those Who Are Longing to the Jannah, to heaven. Last time, I believe, I left you reclining on thrones, on high chairs, alone. Right? No, not alone. With strange creatures. Strange creatures called Hur, called Hur, Al-Hur Al-Ain. Tafahasna Al-Khiyam, Wadahabna Ila Al-Suk, Watamashayna Bain Al-Ashjari Wal-Anhar, Waakarna Bi Ahsan Al-Mata'im, Walabisna Afkhar Al-Thiyab, Washakhasna Ala A'la Wa Ahla Al-Furush, فماذا بقي حتى يتم الفرح؟ الزلم اللي بيعرف. Maybe in English it's better. We have already checked the pavilions. We have went to the malls. And we have taken a walk in the park between the trees and the rivers. And we have eaten in the fanciest restaurants, and we have dressed in the most beautiful, luxurious clothes, and we have reclined on high or the highest thrones. What is left for a man to complete his happiness? Anyone can tell? Huh? The who? Pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This guy is looking way ahead. Pleasure of Allah. Raise your hand if this is what's left for him. Like you and you and you can leave today. We'll talk about that inshallah some other time. Indeed, that's a different topic. But when you talk about food, when you talk about luxury in the sense of what we can relate to, there is nothing left except marriage. And this is the hur that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always tells us in the Quran and in the Sunnah and everywhere, talks about the hur al-ayn, encouraging all of us, not some of us, but all of us, to do righteous deeds, to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by going to Jannah. Indeed, when I said you're not alone, you are with strange women. Women are strange, to think about it. If you praise them, when you talk about women, if you praise them, they think that you're lying. And if you don't, they think that you're good for nothing. If you agree with what they like, you're simply a wimp. And if you don't, you're not understanding. If you see your wife often, she thinks it's boring. And if you don't, she accuses you of things. If you are well dressed, she says you're a playboy. And if you don't, she says you're a dull boy. If you are jealous, she says you don't trust me. If you don't, she thinks that you don't love her. If you are a minute late, she complains because it's hard to wait. And if she is late, she says that's how all women are. If you talk, she wants you to listen. And if you listen, she wants you to talk. In short, women are so simple yet complex, so sweet yet powerful, and so confusing yet so desirable. Can't live with them, can't live without them. So solve it. Women, that's who you are going to be reclining with. Women. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أول زمرة يدخلون الجنة على صورة القمر ليلة البدر. شوفوا الجماعة تفكر. The first group who will enter the Jannah, they would look like full moon. How the moon, how beauty, the beauty of the moon when it's full, that's how they look. And when we talk about the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam, we set example. If you talk about the beauty of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he was described, more beautiful than the moon. So even though Yusuf alayhi salam had a record in beauty, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beautiful. This is how you describe the beauty, the moon. Whenever you see something very beautiful, you refer to the moon. Because, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is how people would look like. وَالَّتِي تَلِيهَا عَلَى ضُوءِ كَوْكَبِ الدُّرِّي فِي السَّمَاءِ. The next group, they would look like a beautiful piercing star in the sky. لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ زَوْجَتَانِ. For every person, two wives. يُرَى مُخُّ سَافِهَا مِنْ وَرَاءِ اللَّحْمِ. You see the inside of the bones from behind the skin. That's how clear and how beautiful the skin is, or the woman is. وَمَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ أَعْزَبْ. No, شو أعزب يا شيخ؟
Single.
No single men or women in the Jannah. I know some people here, tell him, how old are you, brother? He goes, 33. And I said, you're not married yet? He said, nah, I don't want to get married. How many of those you find? Very few. But in Jannah, no singles. Everybody is married. Because we have a brother, the other day I was talking to the teenagers, and I said, one of the companions, radiallahu anhu, he told his wife, if you want to be my wife in Jannah, then don't marry after me if I die. Because Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, the woman will be to her last husband in Jannah. So, he said, one of the youngsters, he said, what if she got married? And I said, don't worry, brother, you'll have one. There'll be some whore over there different than you, than your wife. Because if he dies, and she married, naturally, he's not going to be with her. Who's he going to be with? There are other hur al-ayn. So you're not going to be single. That's the whole catch. كالعادة أترككم معلقين. I want to hang you for a little bit, because there are some realities I want you to know before we can dig deep into the subject. قال الحبيب صلى الله عليه وسلم يدخل أهل الجنة جردا مردا بيضا جعادا مكحلين أبناء 33 وهم على خلق آدم عليه السلام 60 ذراعا في عرض 7 أبرع. Men in Jannah, not bald, no hair. So, this beard, no longer in Jannah. No beards in Jannah. I know that you feel sad, but no beard. And you don't have to shave it. It's not like it's there and you have to shave it. No hair. And curly hair. And mukahhalin. The eyes are so beautiful, like you applied kuhul, mascara. 33 years old, looking like Adam alayhi salam. We did not say in the beauty, looking like him, which is wallahu a'lam, in height, 60 yards in the sky, and the width is 7. To get the picture closer to you, Somali style. يقول ابن كثير رحمه الله في هذا الطول والعرض والسن من الحكمة ما لا يخفى. ابن كثير رضي الله عنه رحمه الله يقول, in this height and width and age, a great wisdom that is very clear to every person. We will get about that wisdom later on when there is a need for it. أوصاف أهل الجنة الذين يدخلونها أسنانهم وألوانهم وطولهم واحد. The age, the height, all of that, the same for all of them. أخلاق, another fact, أخلاق أهل الجنة وقلوبهم. يقول الله تعالى ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل إخوانا. We have taken out of their hearts every spiteness, every hatred, every envy. Brothers. So here we say brothers, but the hearts are still full of a lot of spoons. Brothers, but you're my brother. You're okay, listen, brother, and all that, brother, but the hearts, they're not as clear as even close it's supposed to be. So in the Jannah, all of that will be removed. You will not envy anyone, and you will not feel bad about anyone, and you will not hate anyone. This is what the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا اختلاف بينهم ولا تباغض قلوبهم على قلب رجل واحد يسبحون الله بكرة وعشية. There is no difference between them. There is no hatred or enmity. Their heart is like the heart of one person. They praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning and in the evening, all the time. Why? Because breathing, there's no air there. Subhanallah walhamdulillah, that's how you breathe. So it is natural to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and smooth. خذ هالمعلوم الفخيم. I want to give you an extra piece of information. سُئِلَ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ أَيَنَامُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ. He was asked, صلى الله عليه وسلم, do the people of Jannah sleep? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم النوم أخو الموت وأهل الجنة لا ينامون. Sleeping is the brother of death. Maybe not twin brother, but close brother, because it's like small death. And the people in Jannah do not sleep. طبعا this is good, right? Who wants to sleep? If you are in the Jannah with all this and you're thinking about sleep, even if you want to sleep, you probably drink all the coffee that there is, right? But can you imagine? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, you're there for pleasure. There is no obligations there. It is dar al-jaza. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's the rewarding time. It's the pay time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to have complete fun. Because if you sleep, there's a lot of work there. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول في سورة ياسين إِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمَ فِي شُغُلٍ فَاكِهُونَ. Shughul. There's a lot of work there in the Jannah besides eating and drinking and walking in the park. If you go to the tafsir of this ayah and you see what some of the mufassireen related to the work, مشغولون في فض البكاء. بعد التفسير ها بس مش بالانجليزي. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مستقر وحسنت مرتفقا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول verily, as for those who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and did righteous deeds, certainly we shall not make the rewards of anyone who does his righteous deeds in the best and perfect manner to be lost. They will have everlasting gardens wherein rivers flow underneath them. For them will be Adn paradise, therein they will be adored with bracelets of gold, and they will wear green garments of fine and thick silk. They will recline therein on raised thrones. How great is the reward, and what an excellent dwelling, resting place. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذَن تَكْتَمِلِ السَّعَادَ فِي دَارِ السَّعَادَ بِاجْتِمَاعِ الرجال بزوجاتهم من الحور العين فيا لهن من زوجات. To perfect the real happiness there in the Jannah, there will be uniting between men and their wives from the حور العين. What kind of حور عين? بذلت من أجلهن. بُذِلَتْ مِنْ أَجْلِهِنَّ أَغْلَى الْمُهُورِ. People pay big dowries for them. Very expensive dowry men paid to get that. تَنَافَسَ فِي الْفَوْزِ فِيهِنَّ الصَّالِحُونَ. People raced, righteous people raced, competed against one another for those. تسابق إلى خطبتهن العاملون. People were racing to get engaged to them, those who work sincere and hard work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول ولهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وهم فيها خالدون. مطهرة يعني مطهرة طهرهن الله سبحانه وتعالى من البول والغائط والمني والقذر، وطهر ألسنتهن من كل كلام فاحش، وطهرهن سبحانه وتعالى من الطمع في غير أزواجهن، وطهر أثوابهن من كل قذر. الله سبحانه وتعالى purified those women from any impurity, anything that could come to your mind as not good, as a defect like this in this dunya, from urine, from stool, from semen, from filth. Purified their tongues from any indecency, purified them from being eager to look at other men or even gaze at them, cleaned their clothes are pure from any dirt, and not to forget, the clothes are transparent. Remember, 70 dresses, you see the inside of the bones from behind those 70 dresses. So when you talk about pure, when you talk about purity, when you talk about cleanliness, it is all the way, inside and outside. ورد كذلك في وصف نساء الجنة ما يحرك النفوس إلى المسارعة في طلب رضا رب العالمين. There's also many descriptions of those hur, those women in the Jannah, that makes every man hasten to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, many of you think that when you reward your children for memorizing Quran or for doing something good, you think, oh no, this is, and it takes the sincerity out of the person. No, you should not raise him like that. There's no contradiction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us every kind of promise so we can obey him. He tells us what we're going to get in the Jannah and how good I'm going to make your life and how much you will rest in the grave and after the grave and in this dunya. Look, man amila salihan من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن الذي كانوا يعملون. You do righteous deeds, man or woman, we definitely make you live a very good life. And then the day of judgment will reward you with the best of the rewards. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us all of that, what for? To encourage us to do that and to do righteous, to go there. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to encourage us. يقول فيهن قاصرات الطرف لم يطمثهن إنس قبلهم ولا جان. In the Jannah, you will have women whose gaze does not rise above their husbands. يعني their eyes are focused at their husbands. Not because they're scared. Because of what, Brother Ahmed? Because of the beauty of that husband. The beauty of that husband, remember, they're entering like the moon. So talk about women, what do women get? Well, women, if you want to get something, go ahead and look at other men over there. You want? You know why? Because that's it. That is the man that you want. And that is the man that you are happy with. And that is the man that you get the ultimate satisfaction with him. Therefore, you don't look at any other things. قاصرات الطرف لا ينظرن إلا إلى أزواجهن. ويقول سبحانه وتعالى لم يطمثن إنس قبلهم ولا جان. يعني fresh. None from the men, none from the jinn ever slept with any of those women. What do you call them? Abkar. In English? Virgins. Not a man, not a jinn ever slept with them. Is that a virtue? Who can give me a proof from the sunnah? It's a virtue. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam permitted the man, if he marries another wife, not in America of course, to stay with her a week if she's a virgin and 3 days if she's not. Right? Anyone remember that, or you don't worry about that stuff?
We don't.
Yeah. We're talking legal way. So يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى كأنهن الياقوت والمرجان. Yaqut has different colors. It is, I don't know what you call it in English, rubies or something like that. Red and white. Where is the mechanic? He's a jeweler. He's not here?
No.
Well, they have, Yaqut is two colors. Very fine red and very fine white. And Murjan is the small pearls. Small, like they call them, coral. And the smaller are a lot more transparent and clear than the big ones. So combine those two together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the beauty of those women like the Yaqut and the Murjan together. Very clear, transparent red with very clear, transparent white put together. What an awesome color. Now, if it's put in the right places, right? You need a designer. You can't just simply get that and do it anyway. And who's a better designer than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yaqut wal Murjan. Yaqul قاصرات الطرف يعني على أزواجهن كما تعلمون لا يرين غيرهم. When you talk about those colors, we will get to another ayah and we will get to tell you about those colors, how when they are mixed they can be in the most perfect form. فيهن خيرات الحسان. In the Jannah, all of those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala different ayah describe in the whole. خيرات الحسان يعني حسان الوجوه. In the Jannah, many beautiful, gorgeous looking women. Faces, beautiful. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talks about the face because it's the general thing and the very first thing that you look to decide the beauty of a person. حور مقصورات في الخيام. الحور المرأة الشابة البيضاء شديدة سواد العين أو شديدة بياض العين يعني سواد السواد مع توافق بياض البياض. حور is a woman who is very young and she has the eyes, the dark side of the eyes very dark and the white part is very white, and that is the ultimate beauty. If it's put together, the white is extremely white and the dark is extremely white. When he said like فيهن قاصرات الطرف عين عين يعني ذوات أعين كبيرة. You have big eyes, real dark the pupil, and the white is real white. حور مقصورات في الخيام. مقصورات في الخيام يعني they are confined in pavilions. They don't want to go anywhere. They're so happy with where they are and so happy with their husband. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول يصفهن ويقول كأمثال اللؤلؤ المكنون. Now when you talk Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He describes the eyes, He talks about big eyes. عين, big eyes. And this is a great description. People like that. When you talk about a woman with a big eye, it's a lot more attractive than a woman with a small eye. This is known. So here they say, the thing that is supposed to be big is big, and the thing that is supposed to be small is small. So how do we describe them? يعني يقولون الساعة محبوبة. And when they come description of women, the big or the size, when you talk it is big or vast, it is beloved as a description for a woman. If she has big face, big eyes, big shoulders, big forehead, and big chest, this is attractive to men. وَالضِّيق محبوب, and narrowness is beloved if she has small mouth. Small ears, small nose, and you know. When you talk about Yakut Marjan, red and white, where is redness beautiful on a woman? Lips, cheeks, that is where red looks good, and white, everything else. So this is how you mix. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you in the ayah, wa furushin marfu'ah, furush, first thing comes to your mind is bed. Not really. Firaj means bed, and it also means women. Because what's the difference?
كله بالنام.
Ha, see, but كله بالعربي. Because you sleep on this and you sleep on this, so both of them, whether it is meant by the furush, the hur, or it is meant by it, the real bed, it doesn't matter because you still have hur there. When we said qasirat al-tarf, when we said muttaki'een, mutaqabileen, everyone is looking at one another. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى, all of this just to attract you, to make you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do good. That tells you what kind of men we are. And it tells you what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about us and how He knows what we like and what we don't like. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْشَاءَ. We have created them from zero, from scratch. Complete, perfect design by your creator. We could say special order. Could you do that?
Custom made.
Custom made, thank you. Custom made, but is it really, if let's say you go to Jannah and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to custom made a hur for you. The brother is asking, can you ask for anything? I said, you can ask for... Oh, did I point at you? I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. Anything you want. But which is better for you? To leave it as it is, or to ask Allah subhanahu, or to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to custom made one with the description you like? Which one?
As is.
Who knows why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly what you like. You can never describe and give details regardless what you do, and you end up with a better than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fixed for you. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْشَاءَ. تَعْظِيم لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. إِنَّ, He didn't say I did it, to show you that how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and how great what He has created. He has designed them for your ultimate satisfaction that perfectly fits you as a human being, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ, doesn't He know whom He likes? So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, a woman's supposed to look like this, or supposed to dress like this, or supposed to not do this and that, and a man is so and so, He knows subhanahu wa ta'ala. what attracts men, and he knows what attracts women, and therefore he commands accordingly. It is not the fact that who is better than the other, and why, like some people, why men don't wear hijab? Why men don't wear hijab? I mean, who looks at men anyway? There is no comparison. There's no comparison. I mean, a person who asks that deep inside of themselves, they know they're asking a silly question. Look what Al-Firazdaq yaqul. One of the poets, he says, وَقَعْنَ إِلَيَّ لَمْ يَطْمِثْهُنَّ قَبْلِي وَهُنَّ أَصَحَّ مِنْ بِيضِ النَّعَامِ. وَقَعْنَ إِلَيَّ لَمْ يَطْمِثْهُنَّ قَبْلِي وَهُنَّ أَصَحَّ مِنْ بِيضِ النَّعَامِ. That the hoor fell for him, given to him, none ever slept with them before him, and that's a great virtue, and they are virgins, so virgins that more delicate than eggs that is closely guarded, of the eggs of the ostrich. I've never seen an egg of an ostrich. Have you? There must be a special thing about it. He didn't say that من بيض الدجاج. He didn't say from the eggs of a chicken. I think that the egg of an ostrich must be beautiful, clear, kabira, and kabira. Well guarded, subhanAllah, that's exactly how it is. Okay, see, subhanAllah, well guarded, the egg of an ostrich. So here it is perfectly explained in English, that it is closely guarded. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في وصف الحور عربا أترابا العروب لها معاني كلها صالحة يعني جميل حسنة المواقعة وحسنة الملاطفة تعرفش مع هذا المواقعة صح؟ وحسنة الملاطفة والغنوج عند الجماع. If you were to pick any of those three, the description is for عروب. عروب أكراب يعني the same age. Description for عروب: voluptuous, tempestuous, and noisy. Now if I ask the brother which one to pick from those three, now all of those applicable, all of those are there. If I ask the brother, I know he's going to pick noisy. Not because of a special virtue in his mind, because he doesn't know the first two. Voluptuous, tempestuous, and noisy. This is the meaning of عروب. عروب الأتراب. يعني women who are the same age with those qualities. Also in a different ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْشَاءً فَجَعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَبْكَارًا عُرُبًا أَتْرَابًا. We have created them from zero, recreation, made them virgins, voluptuous, tempestuous, and noisy, the same age for the people of the right. Conservatives, right? أصحاب اليمين. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى فيهن قاصرات الطرف لم يطمثهن إنس قبلهم ولا جان. القمر في اللغة العربية هو الحي أو دم الحي. لم يطمثهن أي لم يفضض بكارتهن بكارتهن إنس ولا جان يعني لم يجامحهن من قبل إنس ولا جان. الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول in it women who lower their gaze never been slept with and none ever penetrated them from human or from jinn. Again a different version. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا حَدَائِقَ وَأَعْنَابًا. Righteous people will have success and an achievement. حَدَائِق, gardens and vine trees. And what else? كواعب. طيب يقول ما هي الكواعب؟ يقول هي النهود المستديرة الغير متكلفة. The season is gone, right? كواعب is the round breasts, not the dangling breasts. And this is a virtue for women when it comes to interest of men. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول كواعب أكرابا وكأسا دهابا. Fresh women created from scratch, custom made, as the brother said. Fresh, custom made virgins, never been touched by men or jinn, round breasts, rosy lips and cheeks, extremely white, big eyes, dark, dark, real white, white. What else?
Noisy.
Noisy, voluptuous, tempestuous, lower their gaze. All of those to who? Same age, all of those to who? The Ashab al-Yameen. For the people who work to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you take that from all the ayat, وَعِنْدَهُمْ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ أَتْرَابِ أَتْرَابِ يعني بعض المفسرين يقول 33 سنة فلهم صغار لا يطقن الجماع ولهم كبار عجائز. هذا ما توعدون ليوم الحساب. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising you for the day of judgment. Brothers, you think we're finished? Yeah. كمل. This is only Quran. We did not know. You know the Quran explains a lot, but we know the Sunnah explains even deeper. I have given you most of the ayat that talks about the hur and the rewards and the descriptions of the hur. And inshallah, next time we will tell you what the Prophet ﷺ tells us about those hur, and you will find a lot more interesting information as we go. If you keep listening attentively to the descriptions and the saying of the mufassirin, you will end up with a big picture when it comes to talking, as I promised, about what do women get. Now, from here, I think women should be getting a good picture that they're getting a lot. From what I just described even today, even though that it seems like it's all for men, but women are there. We will put them together, inshallah, and we will see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised women at the end, inshallah, after we talk to you about all of this. When we get to finish, we'll talk, inshallah, more. Everyone will get a chance to know. But keep paying attention to the description and the tafsir and everything. So when I refer to it, I'm not going to read the hadith again. I'm just going to tell you, remember, we said this and this and this, and that's how we apply it. So I leave you with what? I leave you with the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هَذَا مَا تُوَعَدُونَ لِيَوْمِ الْحِسَابِ. I gave you the description from all of those. A hadith for the hur. So you should be very pumped up to come to Fajr, inshaAllah, and be in the first line, and make your jama'ah quick, and read Quran, and do qiyam, because if you find what kind of things those women do, and what things they say for those people who win them, you would wish that you have been doing lots of qiyam. Boy, when we... I don't want to just get you so pumped out. I think this is enough for you to come to Fajr. If all of you don't come to Fajr, you have a problem, brothers. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If you have a question, but don't ask me about questions for what's going to come next. Something about today.